Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So the story just came out from Pablo Torre and Mike Florio. They worked together on this. About possible collusion within the NFL and working against guaranteed contracts. And let's play that audio again. This is Pablo Torre on Pablo Torre Finds Out, his podcast about the potential collusion. This is involving Lamar Jackson's contract.
But what the arbitrator had found with the Lamar Jackson case was that, quote, only a couple teams expressed interest to the Ravens before they chose to non-exclusively franchise tag him. But, quote, afterwards, no team reached out directly to Mr. Jackson, end quote. No team reached out directly to Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP when he's on the block?
It felt like the encouragement to collude that was introduced in March of 2022 by the management council to the owners, it felt like a tangible example of what happens when collusion occurs. And I thought it was surprising to see the lengths to which the arbitrator went to credit the various excuses that were provided as to why teams weren't interested. It creates a problem with your current quarterback if you decide you're going to go all in a pursuit of Lamar Jackson. It would be really expensive. You'd need to maybe do a fully guaranteed contract. That's another reason to not contact him. And he goes on to become the MVP.
With the exception of the MVP stuff, all that stuff is true about the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson.
Right.
It really pissed off the current quarterback that they had.
Sure did.
Really bad. It was very expensive. It was a fully guaranteed contract. We just didn't get that MVP part.
All those things were true. It's just that he was a lemon. So
I guess you could take some solace in that the Browns would definitely not be a party to this. Hey, they're a member of the NFL, so who the hell knows? But so I'm reading further into it, Tone, or
wow.
Sorry, I was thinking of Owen, because Owen sent me this, Mitch is sending me this. Sorry, Danny. And I'm reading further into it, and it seems to be, okay, the league had fended off that effort, both in talking about collective bargaining agreements and the players pushing for fully guaranteed contracts as part of the CBA. And it says the league had fended that off in both 2011 and 2020. And the league didn't want to concede full guarantees on a piecemeal basis with one team at a time giving players fully guaranteed deals until they became the norm. The league ultimately won because Droney found, and this is the arbitrator, correct, Owen?
Correct.
Okay, Chris Droney had found that the evidence introduced at the 2024 hearing did not prove by a, quote, clear preponderance of evidence that the teams accepted and acted on the encouragement of the NFL Management Council. So, yeah.
Just real quick, I know this is tough to get through right now.
You're fine.
Tomorrow at 9 a.m., Mike Florio is going to come on and explain a lot more to us. So
hell yeah.
We're going to continue to go through this right now, but just if you're having trouble with it Mike Florio will be here at 9 a.m.
Because I'm a little bit confused on it because it's like, well, there's no... It does not prove by a clear preponderance of the evidence that the teams accepted and acted on the encouragement of the NFL Management Council. So it seems that if they didn't do what the council wanted them to do... So they went ahead and
Because there's not fully guaranteed contracts, right?
Well, yeah, but it,
right,
if
but
they're saying,
they used, and what Pablo said in the audio clip that we had was they used, well, we don't want to make our current quarterback mad if we go out and pursue this other guy, which is true. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what happened with Baker Mayfield. It's you can use the Deshaun thing. I don't know that the Browns are held accountable in this at all, other than they really screwed up and got the wrong guy, it turns out, right?
They set what was...
They started the ball in motion.
What could have been the precedent at that point. They obviously were not going to be a team because of what they did with Deshaun Watson. They were not going to be a team that was ever in play for Lamar Jackson.
There are 30 teams that could have colluded in this. There are two that did not, right? It was the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens.
Correct.
The rest of them... You could throw their name into the hat, theoretically, right now.
So I don't know what the actual, and I'll have to ask Mike about this tomorrow, what the actual penalty would be. I mean, if they were sued over something like this by players, by the Players Association, maybe this is a breach of their collective bargaining agreement in some form. Collusion never sounds good, so it seems like there would be a breach of some sort. But yeah, I'm really not trying to make a bigger gray area here, but I do have questions about it where it's like, well, they won, but they didn't win. Well, which one is it? Because in courts, you're going to figure out which one wins and which one didn't very quick.
Right.
Maybe not very quick, but you're going to find out. I think some of this, as it reads to me in 5 minutes of being off the air, just reading it, a lot of it just seems like it's common sense. Like, do I need...
Yeah.
I would hope... Owners don't start texting each other like, hey, we all need to get together and not give away guaranteed make sense contracts. Is this, have anything in writing.
This came out in January, and we're just now hearing about it, and it took these two guys snooping around, digging around to get it out into the public.
Yeah.
And why the NFLPA didn't want to have this out either. You know, I'm sure that they've got to be worried about every single player in the NFL and protecting all of those assets and not just the one guy that's trying to get the big money deal. I mean, I guess they lost, but it feels like they won.
Well, and part of it is, I think that union is looked at as a pretty weak union in sports.
Compared to baseball, basketball. Yeah.
I mean, certainly compared to basketball, where all their contracts are guaranteed. In baseball, there's an argument about guys not getting paid much for the first 6 years. But the NFL Players Union is looked at as very weak, and this is not necessarily a ruling that makes them look strong. Right, so, like this paints them in a bad light too.
So what this does, like I look at, I'm not confused by it, but this is where the actual writing is confusing.
Yeah.
But this is where I try to make it as common sense as possible. They're basically guaranteed contracts as they are. They're just not called guaranteed contracts. Like Myles Garrett fought for what? He didn't fight for the overall 160. He fights for the 123 guarantee.
Yes.
That's what they're fighting for. These players know they're not going to see the 160. And if they're that good, when they get to a time, they don't want to see the 160. They want another contract.
Yep.
So you can, 160, 4-year extension for 160, which that starts to escalate in the coming years at the time the contract would be over when he's 35 years old. Boy, they got a $57 million cap hit in 2030 coming up on him. So hopefully he stays
That'll
good
be
for a long time.
By then, though.
True. There's a 60. Well, it actually goes down from 64.
Your PSLs will pay for that
in 2029. Now, you don't know that specifically.
Reckless speculation.
So a lot of, I think for fans, like this is one of these things that I think that the media has a much bigger interest in than the general fan. I think the general fan just wants to win games and wants to get the player no matter what. Like when it came to, like when we talked about the Deshaun Watson stuff, there was everything else that came with it. I know that the NFL was not happy with the Browns for giving a guaranteed contract. And yes, I know that there were definitely teams, and everybody knows that there were definitely teams rooting against the Browns and rooting against him with the specific reasons of not anything when it comes to any of the other stuff. They just didn't want a guy with a fully guaranteed contract going out, playing well. They wanted to use it as a public cautionary tale against guaranteed contracts going, see, we didn't want it and you shouldn't either because what are they getting for their money? Even though it's not our money, What are the Browns getting for their money? Well, they got a lot of headaches.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They got their old quarterback putting it on them with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got a lot of fans disenchanted with them. They have all these other things that we've been discussing here over the last 3 years to the point where, there's a lot of hope that I have in Shedeur Sanders because he's way more fun to talk about than anything we've been talking about over the last 3 years. But that's a separate entity. The NFL wanted that for the general public. They wanted the Browns to lose and wanted them to Browns to lose specifically with him, so they could show the general public in the easiest of terms that this is not good for the league, which still, they're guaranteed contracts anyway because you're never making it to the end of these deals.
Yes.
You're never going to make it to the end of $160 million.
The only time a guaranteed contract in the NFL comes back to bite you is when it turns out the way that the Deshaun Watson one did for the Browns, where he's just an absolute lemon. He can't play football anymore, and that has been very clear, I think, from the start of his tenure actually wearing an orange helmet here. So that is what teams have been rooting for because they did not want that to be the precedent. And then there were a few test cases afterwards. Lamar Jackson was one. Kyler Murray was another one where those guys were up for extensions. Obviously, the Lamar stuff got much messier than I think any of the other situations have in the NFL, at least that I can think of off the top of my head, with him actually requesting a trade at a certain point. But none of those guys got fully guaranteed contract. Even guys that have been that are worthy of it. Like Patrick Mahomes is, Joe Burrow is, those guys are worthy of having fully guaranteed deals, but they haven't gotten it. And that's been such a big win for the NFL owners because they don't want to have to do that. They don't want to be hamstrung in that way, especially with a hard salary cap, the NFL being the only league that has that three.
This is part of it. I'm going off of my own memory here. All right. He signed that contract. Lamar signed his deal. April of 2023?
Correct.
260 overall, $185 million in guarantees. This is your smoking gun. Because if you can't find any evidence, then you can't find any evidence and there's nothing done. You're telling me at the end of the 2023 season, Las Vegas wasn't calling about Lamar Jackson? At the end of the 2022 season.
Correct.
Las Vegas wasn't calling about Lamar Jackson. Washington at that time wasn't calling about Lamar Jackson.
All of the teams that were involved for Deshaun Watson should have been theoretically calling for Lamar Jackson. 13
teams for Deshaun, right?
If there's 13 teams for that with that baggage, yes, there should be well over 20 that are willing to call over Lamar Jackson.
It was not Kansas City, not Cincinnati, not Buffalo.
That's all you can name off the top of your head. Not Cleveland because of the situation.
Yeah, right.
That's four. You could name maybe another one if you're thinking a little bit further into it. Like, that's it.
Couldn't tell you.
Like, everybody was basically calling over Lamar Jackson.
I mean, unless you had a rookie quarterback.
Everybody should have been calling over Lamar Jackson.
I mean, Philly probably should have been calling at that point.
We're splitting hairs. We're mincing words here because it's like Houston. Houston takes C.J. Stroud in 2023, right? In April of 2023. Okay, maybe they're not calling over Lamar because they want to take a younger, cheaper quarterback who's bigger body and all that other stuff. All right, fine. Houston's not calling. But you're telling me the 32 teams in the NFL, 31 other teams, not one of them's calling over Lamar Jackson?
It was always ridiculous.
He doesn't sell jerseys. He doesn't sell tickets. He doesn't sell all the other things.
He doesn't win games.
Especially after the precedent of when we talk about, like, franchise quarterbacks don't switch franchises in the middle of their career, right? The only one that really did it was, you know, Steve Young did it, but he wasn't a franchise quarterback before he went to the 49ers. The Buccaneers tried whatever. Peyton did it, but that's because he had the neck thing, and then Andrew Luck sitting right there in the draft for the Colts. They're ready to move on.
Yeah.
The franchise quarterbacks don't move until the Deshaun Watson thing happened. And then it opens up the gates for all this to happen. Everybody had to have been in on this. There's no way that there wasn't at least 20 teams in on that should have tried for Lamar Jackson. And to say that nobody tried is craziness.
And when it comes to fans, it's frustrating for fans because any fan would call over Lamar Jackson unless they
if I'm a fan of any situation. Of those other teams that I didn't name, I'd be pretty pissed off that they didn't call over.
So, but you have to have the evidence of it. And they say, again, the 2024 hearing. So are these different hearings?
This is all the same.
It did not prove by a quote unquote clear preponderance of evidence that the teams accepted and acted on the encouragement of the NFL Management Council. This comes after, quote, there is little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged the 32 NFL clubs to reduce guarantees in veterans contracts at the March 2022 annual owners meeting. So isn't that contradictory 2 years later of what that's being said in that statement right there, in that writing? I may be wrong.
I can't give you a clear answer on that. Exactly. I don't know.
That's why Mike Flores is going to join us tomorrow morning at 9. God bless him. Okay.
A lot of questions for him tomorrow.
It's
very murky. A lot of questions right for him tomorrow.
Yeah.
All I know is, in a way, the Cleveland Browns aren't involved in it. In a way, the Cleveland Browns are deep in it. I'm not sure which one's truer right now.
I think you can make the case that the Browns are the ones that set this off. That this all happened because of the Browns.
Yes. Because the worst thing for the NFL is that he would have played well.
Oh, my. He would have played well. If Deshaun Watson would have been the guy the Browns expected Deshaun Watson to do, we're talking about every quarterback that signs a contract extension is getting fully guaranteed dollars.
Because they're going, if this guy gets a fully guaranteed contract, whether he deserves it or not, he gets it. Then, I mean, it's open season. If he does well, then it's open season with everybody else.
Yep.
Now, what this tells me is that there wasn't collusion, but there was collusion. I've been a little leery of everything that happened at the end of the season and why he's not back after a surgery, right? Deshaun, whether I want him back or not, that's not the point. The point is he had a surgery and then all of a sudden we just find it. He was on pace. Remember, Andrew Berry told us he was on track at the end, and then he had a setback.
Yeah, but these things happen, and I would say I'm very confident he ain't gonna play this year, but I'm also very confident they can't say he ain't gonna play this year.
Right.
I'm very like people go, why is he in the building? Because he has to be. Why is he saying nice things about the Browns and wearing Browns apparel? Because he has to.
What else is he gonna
do? Why are the Browns saying nice things about them? Why do they always correct themselves and go, well, we have five quarterbacks? Because they have to. Because they know at the end of all of this, next June, when this all ends, it's not all going to be over, but his time with the Browns will be officially over.
For $230 million, Ken, you'd put on a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey every day and wear it in. If that was the only deal that you had to do, you'd wear it in.
Damn you.
You better do it or you're screwing your family.
It's a fair point.
Yeah.
Now, you won't go to Milwaukee for three times the salary.
Because that ain't $230 million.
But you'll be in that Charlie Batch jersey.
Charlie Batch.
Charlie Batch. I got to wear a Charlie Batch jersey for $230 million.
Tommy Maddox.
Fine. Who's the worst Steelers quarterback you could think of?
Charlie Batch.
Don't say it. Don't. No, there's another
one. Duck Hodges.
First off, Charlie Batch wasn't that bad.
I was going to say Gradkowski, but.
Duck Hodges.
Now you're going to get John Gruden.
I know. That's why I didn't want to say it. They lost to Duck Hodges.
I know they did.
There's a lot of people.
Might be Kenny Pickett.
There are a lot of people who are interpreting my dream in a different way. I will tell you in 5 minutes on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.